to receive your word. Hallelujah. May they hear your word and be doers of your word. Hallelujah. And they will be blessed as a result. We thank you for that. Father, I thank you for the honor of ministering your word. And I just give you the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' mighty name, and let everyone say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. My goodness, probably for the last 3 months or so, I have been teaching and ministering on Wednesday nights anyway, on the first principles of the doctrine of Christ. Hallelujah. And I've always told you that, and this is taken from Hebrews the sixth chapter. And we need a solid foundation underneath us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me see where I want to go first. I got a couple things here. I tell you what, turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. 1 Corinthians, the third chapter. And I've been talking a lot about having a strong foundation, a solid foundation. So I have something I want to read to you from the Word of God. First Corinthians chapter 3. And I'm going to, well, I tell you what, I'm going to begin at verse 1. In the course of my teaching and ministry, the Lord, excuse me, the Lord would show me things to bring out that's very important. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be teaching and ministering concerning the judgments. And we've talked about it some. There's the judgment seat of Christ, and then there's the white throne judgment. And we'll cover that a little bit later if we have time. But I want to read you something, and this is, again, going to lead up to one of my scripture references that I have. So let's look at verse 1. I want you to get a hold of this. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people. And that's what the writer in Hebrews was talking about also. Amen. But as to carnal, as to babes in Christ, I fed you with milk and not with solid food. For until now, you were not able to receive it. And even now, you are still not able. Now, this letter was written to the Corinthian church, but also in the church today, there are many in the church that are still carnal. Amen. Verse 3 says, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? In other words, you know, why are you arguing with one another concerning who got you saved? Who's ministering the word to you? We're all serving Christ, aren't we?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus Christ is Lord. Verse 5. Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? But ministers, through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one. And listen what he says here. Now this is, grab a hold of this. People of God need to get this. Verse 6, he says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Some folks are bragging about I planted this, I planted that. Oh yeah, you might have planted, but I watered and I watered and I watered. Well, listen, God gives the increase.
Amen.
Therefore, God gets the glory.
Amen.
God gets the glory.
Amen.
And now look at this. So then, neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. And each one, listen to this. Now we, you know, I'm going into the white throne judgment here, but I want to read the rest of this also because it's so important. Verse 8 again. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own award according to his what?
Labor.
Own labor. Hallelujah. That's the reason you hear me say so many times, brothers and sisters, it's good when we walk and our giftings, when we walk in our callings, because that's where we're the most qualified. Amen.
Amen.
But you can't do that if you're looking for the approval of man. Verse 9. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me. Now notice how he says that. According to the grace of God that was given to me, he said. Not Apollos, not Peter, not John, not James, but according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a what? Wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. That was his calling. Glory be to God. He was an apostle and he was called to lay the foundation. And what, listen what he says. Learn from this. He said, God extended me grace to do that. That's my call. That's the gift that God has given me. Verse 10 again, according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, but listen to what he says, and another builds on it. Some are called to lay the foundation, others are called to build on it. I just want to do what God's called me to do. There's a popular phrase they use nowadays, stay in your lane.
Amen.
He says, I've laid the foundation, another builds on it, but listen to this. Let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid. Finish that verse.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Say again.
Which is Jesus Christ.
Which is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Now, look at here. Look at here. Verse 12. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it. Did you get that? I said, did you get that? Let me read it again, verse 13. Each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. Verse 14. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive what?
A
reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will do what? He'll suffer loss. But I'm sure glad this butt's on here. But he himself will be saved, yet as through fire. So listen. Our works, our faithfulness, our obedience to God, it's going to be tried. Now, if you have received Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior, you saved. You washed in the blood. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But we have to understand something. And you hear me say this a lot, and I'll probably say it a lot more. I am not looking at people here in this congregation. I can't see those out there, but the same apply to them. I am not looking at people without purpose. Let me say that again. I'm not looking at people without purpose. God brought us into this world. And he didn't ask us if we wanted to come, did he? We just woke up one day and grew up enough to realize, hey, I'm here. And sometimes people wonder, why am I here? Why am I here? You're here because God wanted you here. Because there's purpose for your life. Amen. And our number one purpose, first of all, is to get saved and get to know our Lord and Savior. Amen. Get grounded in his word. Get grounded in the things of God. Because you can't build on a weak foundation. That thing's going to collapse. But get grounded in the things of God so that God can and will use you. And your works will come out shining like gold because you were obedient to what God told you to do. Now, a lot of times folks say, well, you know, I know God's got a calling on my life, so I guess I need to go preach. I need to go teach. I need to go do this. I say, whoa, are you ready? Because if you're teaching the wrong thing, you're going to hurt somebody. If you're teaching the wrong thing, you're going to mess somebody up. Even if you are called to do that. You ever wondered why the Word of God tells a novice, which is a new Christian, not the pastor of church? Some folks are energetic and full of excitement, and I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to go. But what we forget sometimes with God, there are times and there are seasons. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. I look back on my life, my wife and I'm so glad that we obeyed God in the small things. Amen. Coming up.
Yes.
I tell this sometime. Brother Tony, I don't think y'all was there yet. I'm not sure about you, Ken, but we were downtown in the storefront building. Pastor wanted to get the floor waxed, and it was this old beat up wax on the floor. He asked for volunteers. Now, understand, I'm called to preach. Amen. He wanted asked for volunteers to come that Saturday and strip the wax off the floor, and several hands went up. Kathy and my hand went up, and we had to drive back from Jefferson, because close to Jefferson where we were living at that time, back to Chiraw. And we got there that Saturday. And some of the folks that raised their hand didn't show up. There was just three of us, my wife and I and one other brother. Two boys were little. Yeah, older sons. They were real little. But you know what? I didn't want to strip that wax either. Scrape that stuff. But you know what? My flesh didn't. But you know what? I wanted to do it to glorify God. And I wanted to do it to be a blessing to my church and my pastor. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. But you've heard me say this before. God keeps good records. And the Bible does say that he who is faithful in the little things, God will put him in charge, him or her, in charge over much. But when you go out on your own, you're liable to hurt somebody, hurt them spiritually. And I never want to be guilty of that. Glory be to God. Are you still here? Bless the name of the Lord. All righty, praise God. All right, let's move on. I didn't even take my watch off so I can look at it. So I'll do that right now. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is 1 Corinthians. I want you to go to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. In 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 9. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. You see that? See, that's our goal. That should be our goal. That should be our motivation, is to be pleasing to him. I'm going to read it again. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. Now look at verse 10. Matter of fact, do they have verse 10? Put verse 10 on the screen. All righty. On 3, I want you to read verse 10 nice and loud. You can just read it right off the screen. 1, 2, 3. All right. Amen. I'll reread it again. Some of the folks watching may not have had, I don't know if they could see it or not, but it says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. And we're talking believers here. That each one, and some folk get that confused, this is for believers. That each one may receive the things done in the body. Our service here to the Lord is very important. According to what he has done, whether good or bad. Now, verse 11. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and also trust are well known to your consciences. Glory to God. Paul, the Apostle Paul, was very sensitive about this thing. He didn't want to be out here just doing something, but he wanted to please his Lord and his Savior, because he knew one day he would be standing along with all of us that's born again before the judgment seat of Christ, and we will be rewarded for our services and our faithfulness to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now that should excite you. Because let me tell you, you know, I don't know myself, maybe someone else does, exactly how he's going to reward us. But anything that God gives is beyond good. I was reading last night, I believe it was, about the New Jerusalem that's going to descend one day between heaven and earth. And you need to go to Revelation and read about that city. Oh my goodness, ain't nothing cheap about it. The streets are not paved with gold, they are gold. You know, I've heard people say, you know, streets paved with gold, and there's I think some songs, you know, streets paved with gold. Well, that would be very good too, but they are gold, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you something. There is nothing cheap about our God. Sometimes we're led to believe. Sometimes we're led to believe that when we get to heaven, we're just going to be sitting around with a circle over our head, sitting on a cloud, looking bored. Uh-uh. Glory to God. Book of Revelations tell us, and not it's not just in Revelation, it's also I think in Isaiah and other places, but tells us that one day God is going to do away, destroy all the heavens and the earth, and there's going to be a brand new earth, and there's going to be brand new heavens. Sin will not be anywhere around. with a powerful explosion, some things are going to change. Can I let you in on something? If I was you, I'd be on God's side. If I was you, I'd be on God's side. He is the winner. Jesus says, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
Glory be to God. I read these verses and it just excites me, folks. Glory to God. I tell you what, sometimes you just get before the Lord and begin to read His Word and meditate on His Word and get so blessed that you think, man, I feel like I'm about to be raptured right now. But that we should be, if you're born again, you should be excited about the things of God. Amen. Now, as I get ready to conclude this, I want to read you something. There's a couple more verses. I just want to read some things to you. Let's go to Revelation chapter 20. If anybody out there listening to me and you're not born again, you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is a good reason to do it, what I'm about to read. Revelation chapter 20. Remember the Apostle John. This is what he says. God allowed him to see some things and experience some things so that you and I would know. Some things God wants us to know. Amen. Verse 11, Revelation 20. Then I saw a great white throne. Notice now, this is not the judgment seat of Christ. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was not found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God. And the books were open. Notice it said books, plural. And another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what? According to their works. This is the white throne judgment. Everybody standing there are sinners. They're lost. And all they have to fall back on is their works. And their works are not good enough. You hear me? Their works are not good enough. See, the book of life was opened to see if their names were written in the Lamb's book of life. If you're born again, your name's in the book of life, in the Lamb's book of life. Amen? And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written where? In the books. These folks that think they're getting away with stuff, maybe they have a good lawyer to lie for them, or maybe they have enough money to buy their way out of practically anything. But what they don't realize is God Almighty keep good books. See, here's the thing. As a born-again believer, when I stand before God, or you stand before God as a born-again believer, it's the blood of Jesus that's going to get us on the inside. You listening to me?
Amen.
If someone was to ask me, or you, if you're born again, at heaven's gate, why are you here? You said it, brother. It's the blood. It's the blood of Jesus. He took my sins. He went to hell for me. So Jesus, if you can say it this way, he's my ticket to get on the inside. So I don't have to fall back on my works. Now, when it comes to being rewarded for faithfulness, that's something else. But it's not our works that get us to heaven, lest any man should boast. You still with me? It's the blood of Jesus. Everybody say, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. And then verse 12 again. I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. Amen. But if you are a sinner and you give your life to Christ, the things that were written in the books against you are totally gone.
Amen.
Washed away by the blood.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let me read on. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one how? According to his works. You know, Jesus said some folks going to come before him and say, oh Lord, we did mighty works in your name. We prophesied in your name, and we did this, and we did that, and we did all this. And what did Jesus tell them? Depart from me. I never knew you. Who are you? Verse 14. Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. I want to tell you something. Folks that are burning in hell right now, they are forever lost. But think about what I'm saying. Listen to me. The folks that's burning in hell right now, the worst is still yet to come. Because folks that's burning in hell right now have not faced God.
That's right.
They will come up out of hell at the white throne judgment, and they will face God, and the books will be open. And nobody can tell God, God, you were unfair, because God says, here's the evidence. Here's the evidence. And I don't see the blood. So folks that have, some will have spent thousands of years burning in hell. After the white throne judgment, they then will be cast into the lake of fire. Forever and forever. They'll be there with the devil, Satan, and demons. You know, sometimes, folks, we need to stop and think a minute. Yes. I'm glad I'm saved. One more verse, and we'll quit tonight. Verse 15. And anyone not found written where? Let me read that again. Anyone not found written where? In the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. You read Revelation chapter 20. It's right there in your Bibles. But if you're born again, you've been cleaned by Jesus' blood. Amen. Reminds me of the old song I used to hear growing up. I know it was the blood that saved me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died upon the cross. And I know it was the blood that saved me. Why don't you lift your hands and give him praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for loving us, taking our sins upon yourself. Thank you for your shed blood that has washed away our sins. We give you praise and glory for it. Hallelujah. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 If you're watching us tonight and you have not receive Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior. You've heard me minister to you concerning your future without Christ. And that's in the Bible. I didn't make that up. But he loved you. He loved you right now. And the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16 says, for God so loved the world. And this was a lost world, a world without Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. He died for you. If you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you're not sure where you stand with God, if you died right now and you're not sure that you would go to heaven, to live with him. If you extend your faith and reach out to him right now, he will come into your heart. He will forgive your sins. And I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. And I believe that you came down from heaven to this earth. And you lived here in this earth. You were crucified on the cross. You died for me. You suffered for me. You died and you rose again on the third day. And you did it for me. Lord Jesus, I receive you now into my heart, into my life, to be my Lord and my Savior. I give you my life. Thank you, Jesus. Forgive me for my sins. Thank you for your shed blood that washes me clean. I receive you now, Jesus, by faith as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for giving me the privilege and the honor of spending eternity with you with joy unspeakable. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, contact us. There'll be information available on your screen. Contact us and let us know that you gave your life to Jesus Christ. He is now your Lord and your Savior. Also, if there's anyone watching and you're sick in your body, I would like to pray for you. Father, right now, I pray for them. Touch their bodies, Father, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, bringing healing and health to them. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. We would love to hear your testimony as well as to what God has done in your physical body. We thank God for it. So glad that you joined us for the service. And we look forward to you being with us in our next service.